Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Larry Pratt's coming up with breaking news a little bit later in the hour. And I'm going to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, but I wanted E.T. Williamsville to finish up now that I thought about it in the short segment, getting into Obama. Now that he is literally imploding politically and the Democrats are abandoning ship and he's being called on his lies finally and all the old lies are coming out, what do you expect Obama to do? And what does your gut tell you? Because I'm concerned that they might, again, as I said earlier, try to stage a fake assassination to then blame their political enemies and claim we're all violent, which is what MSNBC always does. But other than that, I mean, what's your gut tell you, E.T. Williams?
You know, my gut tells me that he's too arrogant to try to fake an assassination just because I think the man loves himself so much. But I would say that I think he may try some type of scandal. I don't know if it may be start a war. I don't know if he may try to start a race war. But Barack Obama is going to try to, he doesn't want to relinquish power. He is a power-hungry, driven man. Those behind him have invested too much in Barack Obama to put him in office. And they don't want to lose their political capital. Now, the problem that they may have is that they don't mind ushering Hillary Clinton in, but the problem is they got so much invested in Barack Obama, and he still has 3 years left. So I think they may try to come up with some kind of scandal to get the focus off this Obamacare and all the other scandals that he's been involved in. I wouldn't put past him starting a war or some type of martial law thing going on. I don't put anything past Barack.
Sure, I've got to be honest. I thought he'd come after the guns and stuff, but I had no idea he would be such a communist-style race baiter. I mean, I knew that from the Reverend Wright, but he really did it. And now you watch MSNBC, CNN. I mean, they clearly are trying to start racial division in this country, and the statistics show that that racial division is increasing, and even analysts admit it's been the race baiting of the Democrats, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, see, that's the problem I always tell people. You have to talk about it because the conservatives or the libertarians cannot ignore the subject because the Democrats and the liberals are going to talk about it, and they're going to talk about it from a wrong standpoint. So as conservative or libertarian, patriot, you have to come out and have a conversation and expose these frauds for the frauds they are. When they try to say that you're racist because you oppose Barack Obama, say, what part of what I just said was racist? Now, let's deal with the facts. And I don't want to deal with this nonsense you're talking about. I want to deal with facts. And most of the time, you'll notice that they don't ever want to deal with facts anyway. They want to get you sidetracked on a bunch of, on a wild goose hunt because they don't deal with facts.
They don't. What about the Republican Party? Larry Pratt's coming up to talk about how they're trying to sabotage all the real patriot, libertarian, constitutionalist types that are actually trying to save the country. I mean, it's not just the Democrats. The Republican leadership, they're a bunch of scum.
They are scum, and I've been telling people this for the longest. And also, I don't know if you heard enough, but they think about putting Christie up in 2016. What a joke that is. I wanted Mitt Romney to win just because Barack Obama is such a bad candidate. Don't think for any stretch of imagination, I like Mitt Romney because he was way too liberal for me. But the problem with the Republicans is they're just as liberal in some aspects as the Democrats are. JFK looks like a stone-cold conservative compared to all these Republicans. Most of those guys are nothing but frauds. And people on the Republican side and the Libertarians got to stop propping up these phonies. They are phonies. Stop acting like these people.
That's right. JFK cut taxes by 50% in the major bracket. That's beyond what Ron Paul proposed.
Exactly. And not only that, JFK, don't forget, he hated communists. He hated communists. I don't understand how these people have came to this level that we have such American-hating Republicans and Democrats. These people literally are trying to destroy our country.
They're globalists. E.T. Williams, folks can find out more. What's the best website for people to visit?
www.whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com.
All right, E.T. Williams, always interesting to always watch you, but it was interesting to have you on. Hope you'll come back and join us again sometime.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet you're right down in Houston. Come up and see us sometime. All right, but don't try to get a smoothie at Whole Foods. Burn you at the stake. We'll be right back.
Foods and replace with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here broadcasting worldwide. Then we come back. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with the great InfoWars Nightly News team that I'm a part of. But I tell you, I'm just so proud of the work of David Knight and Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Arnetta. And Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales and Rob Dew and Rob Jacobson and, of course, the fine folks that do so much behind the scenes and in front of the camera, like John Bound. And we've got the whole crew in here punching the buttons. I don't know if those guys want me to say their names, but the point is that there's just a great crew here, and we couldn't do this without you. Do we have Larry Pratt? Not a big deal. Whatever it is, it's like a joke. We always have technical stuff with Larry. He's got ISDN, Skype, cell phone, landline, and it's like, I was like, I go, bet money we don't get Larry on right on time. They go, no, we already tested an hour ago. I go, But the point is that he's got breaking news and information for us. And so we look forward to having him on to give us the state of the Second Amendment. So Larry Pratt is coming up. You know, you've got to love this headline here dealing with the Obamacare situation. It should be the foreign banking tax operation. Imagine if they called it the foreign or the offshore banking cartel takeover of health care and direct bailout tax to them. But they don't call it that. They call it Obamacare. And then we all make it about the website doesn't work and Obama's going to get it fixed. And maybe if we pray, it will. The clouds will part. And this is the Washington Times literally quoting him. Biden calls on higher power to save Obamacare and his hopes of higher office. There you go. Absolutely mind-blowing. And Obama has been caught lying and saying that 100 million people, we played the tape last hour, that 100, let's cue that back up again, that 100 million people have successfully signed up for the health care, and it's cheaper, it gets better than the cost of a cable bill. That must be an expensive cable bill. So that is just some of the news. But don't worry, Joe Biden came out and said that he wants to call on higher power. It must not be God, because Obama has removed God from the Gettysburg Address. That's right. So he better get the memo to Joe Biden not to call on a higher power. Maybe it's not the proper name. Maybe they called on Jehovah or Jesus or something. Or the problem is you're not supposed to. You have to call on Beelzebub. Maybe you should add in Beelzebub we trust instead of just removing God. Beelzebub or Lucifer, Satan, Baphomet, Leviathan. Let me think of some other ones. Astaroth. Maybe that's what they have to put in there to make the Obamacare work. If you add that to the Gettysburg Address, then that will fix everything, won't it, boys and girls? So continuing here, but don't worry, Politico says people are waxing nostalgic back to the election. They feel betrayed, and Mitt Romney would win in a landslide election today if it was held again. But then it wouldn't matter because it was the exact same plan. He actually helped write it with Ezekiel Emanuel. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There is the ongoing betrayal. And they're calling it a mess and blaming Obama, which he is part of the crew that's done this. But remember, it's the globalists that did it. They just got a little greedy. And I guess they thought that everybody would put up with this. Here is the clip that I mentioned where Obama yesterday in a conference call to his victims, what would you call Jim Jones followers or Hitler followers? The cult victims. So Obama was in a cult victim meeting yesterday telling his cult victims. And, of course, if I was on the phone with somebody selling me something and they sounded like this, I wouldn't walk. I would run. Like in the cartoon, whenever you see somebody see something scary and they run and then they bust through the wall. I mean, that's what I would do. The obvious preying on them. He's talking in a real quiet voice. Again, this is the same voice I've read in criminology that you would use to coax a puppy into your car if you want to take it and have it turned into food at the local cuisine, or if you wanted to coax a child into your vehicle. Everything's okay. I'm Barack Obama. I love you. And 100 million people got it, and it cut the prices. And here it is.
Don't currently have health care. Are going to be able to get health care less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plans. You've got 1 million Americans who completed an application for themselves.
You heard that. 100 million Americans have enrolled in the data mining thing that they give to basically Facebook so they can promote open borders and gun control. They're just data mining your info so they can then legally use it under federal law because you went and signed up there. No, they think 100 million buffoons have gone, and mainly probably like 30 million they think. On average, they've done like three times apiece, re-entering their names over and over and over again, trying to get the free lottery win. And my issue is this. I've now figured out that Obama isn't shoveling like regular bull droppings on us or horse pucky. There's actually a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Obama is a leprechaun. Literally, all these lies are not lies. They are golden nuggets that he's putting into the... folks always thought it was a pot of gold in legend. It's actually a porta potty that the golden nuggets get dropped into. And so I can now officially say that Obama is a demonic leprechaun. But he is giving us free health care, so it makes it okay. Ladies and gentlemen, shifting gears, we are joined by Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, the only no-compromise, pro-Second Amendment, anti-victim disarmament group out there. That's what Ron Paul calls them, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. They have forced the last decade the NRA to stop being compliant rhinos handing over our liberties. And so, literally, we would have lost the gun battles if it wasn't for Gun Owners of America, and if it wasn't for you being supporters out there of gun owners, and if it wasn't for their alerts and their intel and their tireless work. And he's here giving us big intel today on what the rhinos are doing, as usual, for the establishment, sabotaging true libertarian, patriot, constitutionalist. We're trying to get other people into state and federal government like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And the enemy is there sniping him. And our intel chief, Larry Pratt, not just on the Second Amendment, but all things freedom, is here to give us the inside scoop. Larry Pratt, sir, thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. Before I get started, I wanted to just say that clip that you had of the president claiming 100 million signups, is he delusional? Everybody knows that's not true.
Exactly. Well, he's lying to his cult members. He didn't know anybody was recording that.
Maybe that's it. It was sort of like his bitter clinger comment at a $10,000 a pop fundraiser in the 08 campaign. And that occasioned us to make a T-shirt with a hand on a 45 and a hand on a Bible and the legend, "I'm a bitter clinger."
Exactly. I'm proud to be a bitter clinger. So, Larry, you've got big intel for us here today. Obama and his whole group are in trouble, except at the state level. They are being able to maneuver their people in.
Actually, it was not so much their maneuvering as it was the unwillingness of the Republican national types, and specifically the Republican National Committee, to help out Ken Cuccinelli, the attorney general of the state, who was competing to be the governor of the state. Had he won, he would have very likely, I think you'd have to say, been the most conservative, small government governor in the country. And as the Obamacare debacle was beginning with the rollout, and as the numbers started to move against the administration, they also started to move against the governor-elect now here in Virginia. It's an open seat. The Republican National Committee, gave $9 million to Bob McDonald, the incumbent governor. They gave $3 million to Cuccinelli. And the last 2 weeks of the campaign, even though it was obvious that Zero Care, I think is a better name for it, was going to be tanking people associated with that, and indeed, Cuccinelli's numbers started to come up, but in the last 2 weeks of the campaign, he had no money to advertise in the Northern Virginia area, which is a very expensive area because it's the entire Washington metropolitan area. And there you had it. Instead of a victory of several points, he lost by 2.5. And I lay that directly at the feet of people like Karl Rove, at the Republican National Committee, because they were the ones that knew that this guy couldn't win. Besides that, I don't really think they wanted him to win. I think they're happier with a liberal Democrat than a conservative Republican.
Well, that's right. I want to come back and talk about this, but from my study, and you're up there, you know more than I do about this, but it's clear there's a real libertarian patriot revolution that could save this country. And we're getting so popular, not just my show, your work, anybody who promotes basic liberty compared to all this Marxism is popular. We could take the country back. And the old blue blood Republicans that are part of the globalism, they don't want that to happen. So I want to get your breakdown on what we do, if that's accurate, and then where we go from here, because you can see it. I mean, they are, Karl Rove, the whole Republican establishment is after Rand Paul, after Ted Cruz, after me. They're angry at Drudge Report for promoting liberty. I mean, they are just coming after us.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order. But we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Alex Jones here, back live with Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. He's been with us till 45 after in this short segment, part of the next. We're going to get back into the battle for this republic right now and the establishment Republicans. But then coming up, Holmes raided, subpoenas issued targeting conservative groups and allies of Scott Walker. Folks, this is like a communist purge beginning. They've got teams confiscating guns all over California. I've got Lou Rockwell articles on that. And then I've got this. Harvey Weinstein, Obama's not embarrassing. The country's embarrassing for not liking Obamacare. We're going to play this video later. That's sad because the Weinsteins make some pretty good movies. But, man, and I met one of them one time at a meeting. They were looking at distributing a film. But the point is that they're nuts politically. Going back to Larry Pratt. Larry, so you heard my question. I mean, every time I turn on Fox News, the perching up there is Karl Rove, who lives in Austin. I know where he lives. I got a friend who lives two doors down. And I know people, including somebody in that control room right now, who's worked with Karl Rove. I'll just leave it at that. Behind the scenes, you know, not closely, but seen him multiple times. And everybody else I know that knows him. But when he's at a conservative event, he'll look through the curtains like a face in the crowd and say, look at those scum idiots, hillbillies, and look at those scum Texans. And I mean, it's literally, he's like a demon. And is it okay if I say who told me that? I mean, Chris Jordan's actually, you know, run sound systems. He's witnessed it behind the scenes. Rove for 30 minutes is talking trash about the conservative group and how much he hates them and everything. I mean, Karl Rove is literally a demon. And I don't mean to go off and rant about that, but I've been told that by other high-powered people who've been at Tea Party events and stuff when he was trying to take it over like 4 years ago. Now he couldn't do it, so he wants to wreck it because they don't want real conservatism. They want the... I'm sorry, Larry, I have you on to be a guest and I'm ranting. Break down Karl Rove and what the Republican establishment is doing. You helped make the NRA, and of course, he said it here, one of the board members has said, thank God for you, and thank God for his courage, Ted Nugent. How do we take over the Republican Party, and what do we do about Karl Rove?
Well, I think getting the word out on Rove is beginning to help, because he was able to raise a lot of money from people that did not like the way it was being spent. And he ended up, you know, the architect, as he has been misidentified, of losing virtually every single race he was in. And he's always on the liberal side in a primary. But that's where the fight, I think, certainly one of the dimensions of the fight can be conducted. We've endorsed McConnell's opponent in this U.S. Senate primary there in Kentucky coming up next year. Matt Bevin is a wealthy businessman and seems to be just square on all the issues. In addition to our endorsement, he's gotten the endorsement of all the Tea Party groups in the state. And that gives us a great opportunity, because if we can take out one of the lead dogs, then I think that would be a message that would even be sent louder than, say, taking out Lindsey Graham, which we're also going to be involved in once the assuming he makes it through the first primary. They have a runoff primary in South Carolina, and the last time I saw some numbers several weeks ago, he was at 43. So it's guaranteed that there will be a runoff. We're not sure if he's going to be in it.
Good news. Yeah, well, what do we do about both these guys? I mean, Lindsey Graham, get him out of the Senate. But what do we do about people like Karl Rove? I guess just get the word out. Don't be associated with anything he's involved in. I mean, he took all that money and tried to use it to keep the Republican Party basically the right wing of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. Getting the word out that guy is a not only a bad investment, it's like committing suicide politically to contribute to him.
Exactly. Giving money to Karl Rove is giving money to Dianne Feinstein and Obama.
And it's certainly giving money to the most liberal Republicans that he can find. And then he'll try to paper them over and make them look conservative when he's talking to conservative groups. And he's certainly very smooth about doing that. And when he first broke on the scene, a lot of people viewed him as a conservative. But what he is quite the chameleon from what I've learned since he first came into the national scene. He had actually been working in a gubernatorial primary for somebody even more liberal than George Bush. When Bush won, then he hopped on his campaign, and he rode that wagon to the White House. This guy's amazing.
And well, really what he is a hardcore Democrat. I mean, he's the guy that got Rick Perry to flip over from being a Democrat to a Republican. And it just never ends.
It just never ends. But I think we've got a rising Tea Party sentiment, to give it a name. It was very pronounced in 2010. And I think the revelation that the president is a premeditated liar. He didn't just speak an error. He conned the American
people. Stay there. I want to come right back with that. Now, shame, shame. Oprah says if you say he's a liar, you know what that means, Larry. You've got to get 10 lashes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, he got cut off of the break, so I was bringing up the fact that you're saying Obama's a liar, but Oprah Winfrey says that that means you're racist and need to die. That's a quote of what she had to say. So there you go. 100 million people did sign up. Obamacare is working great. I don't want to be called a racist. I agree. Whatever Oprah says is gospel. And then, but, I mean, seriously, Larry Pratt, getting back into the fact of the premeditated lying, you got cut off.
Well, I just wanted to comment that the good lady's race card has expired and it's no longer being accepted. That is just so obviously an excuse for being stupid and not having an actual argument. And they don't have much of an argument. After all, their guy got caught lying flat-footed. So I think this is a gift that has been given to us, that he's been so nakedly exposed. And I'm really hoping that what we saw almost happen in Virginia is going to carry primaries to come, and most of them, I guess, will be next year, and we're going to be able to weed out some of these Republicans who, especially in the Senate, who stuck a knife in Ted Cruz's back when he was doing the right thing. And thanks to him, this one scandal has become a serious problem for the Democrats. All these other scandals never really had anybody develop them prominently the way zero care has been.
Now, let's quantify that for folks that don't know. The Republican leadership's all part of the same globalist power structure now, so they always say, be nice, be moderate, but then the other side never moderates, and everything's going to be fine. And then meanwhile, they try to stop a libertarian revolution, a constitutional revolution, when all the polls show the average American's really a libertarian. Even if they're getting assistance, they understand libertarianism is the real liberty way to go. It's what Thomas Jefferson stood for. It's real America. It's real Americana. So there's a power structure, Republican and Democrat, doing everything they can right now to try to block this real revolution from happening. 2014, to quote Matt Drudge, is everything. So what do we do, Larry Pratt, to win? Well, we do what Ted Cruz did. You point out it's wrong, so there's a debate, and so Obama doesn't just go unchallenged, and because there was that little bit of challenge, now it's routing the daylights out of him. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. I think we owe a lot of this to Ted Cruz, because by entering into that talkathon that he conducted, I happened to tune in around 8 o'clock in the evening. The guy was still lucid. He'd been going on for 6-7 hours. He was still on message, and that tells me that no matter when somebody might have tuned in, they were getting the straight deal about just what a horrible piece of legislation the Democrats have put on the books. And when a guy like Mitch McConnell goes and whips Republicans to oppose Ted Cruz, it seems to me we now have the kind of information that we can use to put a fork in his political career.
That's right. So why do you think Mitch McConnell did that? He tried to argue, hey, it's so bad, let's just let him have it, which I agree with that, but you need to first explain it's bad and try to stop it to have the moral high ground.
Absolutely. And I frankly have no trouble with having the government slow down. The only reason that it was a political problem for the Republicans is that they can't speak. They don't believe in anything. And it took a Ted Cruz to replace the shutdown backlash with the zero care backlash, which I think is going to consume a lot of the Republican rhinos as well as the Democrats come next year.
Well, Larry, you know what they're afraid of. They're afraid of a leader, because it won't just be somebody to rally behind. Other people will then realize they can be leaders at city council, legislatures, governors, Congress. I mean, people are hungry for freedom. They're hungry for individualism. They're hungry for us to take the country back. And that's why, as you know, Democratic Party strategy meetings with Joe Biden have been leaked. Documents have been leaked on Karl Rove, the Republicans. They are scared of Ted Cruz even more than Rand Paul. And I would love to think of Rand Paul as even better than Ted Cruz, because I've known him for literally 16 years, 17 years, and know he's for real.
Guy.
He's a great guy. But they're really scared of Ted Cruz. Why is that?
I think Cruz has a way of presenting himself and his information that is clear. He can say very conservative things, and it doesn't sound radical at all, because they're not. And he presents it that way. And when somebody tries to take him on, they're taking on a guy that, when he was in the School of Geniuses at Harvard, one of his law professors said he was so far above the rest of the class it wasn't even close. And that was a lefty that said that about Ted Cruz. The fact of the matter is, the guy can really run circles. I would just love to see him in a presidential debate with, give us Hillary Clinton, give us anybody that the Democrats might throw up. He's going to tie him up in knots.
Well, what really tells is they're all lining up against him, both parties, the entire power structure. So we need to get even more people like that in, so there's no way to stop us.
I think Cruz encourages good guys to get involved in political campaigns. And I think we're beginning to see some of that. If a guy like Cruz can come out of relatively nowhere, he was not in any elected position until he got elected. elected for the U.S. Senate, and yet he had been doing things I now learn that was giving him a network. He had been in high school part of a free enterprise club, and they read all kinds of Adam Smith and Milton Friedman type books, and then he was in a debate. I guess they weren't so much debating as they were presenting about the Constitution, which he had memorized in high school. And then five or six of them would go out, and one of them would recite a part of the, or maybe the whole Constitution, it's not that long, while the others were writing it on a whiteboard. And this was, you know, this was his exercise as a high school student. And he is just so well prepared from those experiences. And he had obviously kept the record of the people with whom he had worked and that he had met as he traveled the state. And when you meet the guy, you can't not be impressed. I was in a meeting with him and eight other senators, and there were some 40 guys like me in the room, heads of different conservative groups. And Cruz made it clear that when he was preparing to take on Zero Care, he said, look, this is a fight that we may lose, but it's a fight that we can't avoid. We've got to enter it. To hear a Republican say something like that, it was just like water for a guy in the desert. Finally.
Exactly, because they always say, oh, don't fight, that's how you're going to win. That is absolutely a lie. And I want to say this about Ted Cruz. You know, obviously smart guys like him get scooped up by the establishment. So, you know, his wife had been part of the Council on Foreign Relations, things like that. The CFR goes after everybody who's smart and promising. The point is that he got away from it and decried it later, and his fruits through his whole life have been good.
Yep.
And the establishment is scared of him, and he hasn't compromised. So we have to own Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and others and give them the support.
Yep.
So they can stand against the establishment. I mean, you know, anybody who has high test scores and is smart gets recruited by the establishment. We have to be ready to win and not just expect if somebody starts having success, they must be bad. We have to go off what they're delivering, what they're doing. The fruits, as Christ said, and Ted Cruz's fruits are pure gold.
They absolutely are. And I think now it would probably be, just as a matter of personal social dynamics, impossible for Cruz to go to the dark side. John McCain has called him a wacko bird. Well, I don't really care what John McCain thinks, but when John McCain's insulting a guy that I'm enjoying watching work, then that just serves as a validation to me that he's not schmoozing with
well,
those
sure,
guys.
Let's just say it. McCain is known for literally chewing the carpet, and if anybody's a wacko bird, it's him.
Exactly. And so, but, I mean, even stuff like that, Cruz handles brilliantly. The next day he went out on the floor and he said, well, if being a wacko bird is being pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-family, pro-limited government, pro-Constitution, I think he might have listed a few other things off. He said, well, then call me a proud wacko bird.
Exactly. Normally the dinosaur corporate establishment, state-run media attacks you and people roll over like it means something. I learned a long time ago they're not that powerful. They're even less powerful now. And when you say, I love it, give me more, and laugh at them,
exactly.
It's when you roll over and act like they've got you and, oh, the scandal. It's all like a mind game.
You know, every once in a while there are people like Cruz. Our founder was a California State Senator, Bill Richardson. And when he was in office, a bunch of feminists came to him, and they were going to present him with a Misogynist of the Year type of an award. And they just kind of walked in the office with the plaque and a photographer. And he said, well, can you wait an hour? I said, what for? Because I want to get all the media in here. This is really good. And he went away.
Oh, man, I tell you. Look, it's time to stop letting the establishment define who patriots are. It's time for us to point out they're the people wrecking the country. Do you like living under this type of government, folks? Do you like living under socialism and crony capitalism where the winners are picked by these mafias, or do you want to live in freedom again? And they want to always fight the old injustices and project that on us today. When we have nothing to do with that, we're trying to bring back what was good in America before that produced more wealth than the world's ever seen.
Yep.
And it's that simple. So briefly, now you got to go. What else, Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, if you just joined us, what's happening on the Second Amendment radar? I know we've got the UN treaties that they're trying to implement. I know we've got at the state level they're going after our guns. Bloomberg's trotting people out. There's a lot of other fights happening. What are the threats? What's the positive stuff happening for the right to self-defense? What's the negative stuff?
Well, one of the good things is a bill that Senator Thune has had that would basically convert your concealed carry permit into a national permit. Take your gun anywhere in the country. You'd have to observe their restrictions, but you wouldn't have to keep getting another permit. And if you were from one of the four constitutional states where you don't even need a permit, then your driver's license would suffice. And that's a pretty exciting concept that kind of blows up liberals' heads. So we'd like to see that move. Congressman Stockman from near Houston has a bill that would do away with the gun-free zones at schools, something that desperately needs to be done. All of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones. And why they don't realize that their law is stacking the bodies up, I just can't understand.
And by the way, have you noticed, again, I'm a libertarian. I'm into freedom, period, across the board. It just so happens the Democrats are totally destroying the country right now, so I'm trying to take over the Republicans.
Exactly.
But have you noticed almost all these mass shooters come from, like, liberal Democrat families, and they're all into weird occult stuff and are on a bunch of drugs and are Satan worshipers and video game heads, and then I'm getting blamed for what people with green hair that worship the devil are doing?
Yep. They try to project their shortcomings onto us, and we're not buying that. That card has expired also.
And again, I'm not against you if you got green hair. I'm just saying it happens to be like, you know, Prozac heads with green hair who love the devil and have skull shrines in their backyard. I mean, I'm not even blaming voodoo people for, you know, the Arizona shooting, but he was a voodoo head on drugs. I mean, why do I get blamed? Why do you get blamed?
He had a satanic altar in his backyard. That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I think we should be, if we're going to profile anybody, why don't we profile Satanists?
What it teaches us, I think, is that angry liberals probably should be the exception to our purist Second Amendment views, because they can't handle guns. They are inherently violent, and a lot of them, I think, realize it, and they say, well, I wouldn't trust myself with a gun, and I say to that, good.
That's Buzz Bissinger. He said he wanted to kill me on air, shoot me. We see we found the clip. And then the two guests, Piers Morgan, the ambassador's daughter, and then the host agreed that he would wear a uniform when he did it. And then days later, when he responded to saying, why do you want to kill me? He said, well, I shouldn't have said that. I'm on basically medication, and that's why no one should own guns, because I'd do bad things if I had one. I'm like, now I see why they're so scared of having guns, because they are lunatics.
They assume that we are in the same boat with them, and that just is not true. In fact, the gun owners I talk to are extremely concerned that anything might happen while they're packing. And so they will go away from a problem. They will go away from somebody that's insulting.
And by the way, the statistics, as you know, show that,
yeah,
that concealed carry holders have the lowest crime rate, period.
Lower than the cops by a good measure.
That's right. Cause it's, exactly. It's concealed carry, then cops, lowest crime rate.
Yep. They're the choir boys of our society, and yet they're the ones that these the folks that we're talking about who think that guns are icky, they're the ones really with the problem. And it's just, we've got to push back against that. These people are not credible, and their card is expired. I'm sorry.
What do you think is happening politically, though? We're having major victories just because of the fruits of the communists and the socialists and the people are so horrible. But in 1 minute we've got left, Larry Pratt. How are they going to counterstrike at us? I mean, there could be another mass shooting at another victim disarmament zone any day now. How do you see them coming back at us?
That's a possibility, but, you know, I think they really thought they had us after Newtown and Sandy Hook. And frankly, if anything, it made their situation worse. And
backfired.
Yeah, thanks to Cruz and Lee in particular, we won the gunfight in April, and when we started, that didn't look good.
Again, we almost lost if it wasn't for Cruz and Paul. And people would say, oh, well, they're not perfect or whatever. What are you talking about? They're the only reason we're having victories. And the system's scared. We're going to put 100 more in there.
We're going to try.
Yeah, we can just get Karl Rove. I tell you, what a piece of trash. Gunowners.org, Larry Pratt, Godspeed. Everybody should continue to join your organization, continue to support it, spread the word about it, sign up for the free alerts. And if folks aren't online or don't want to be, what's the toll-free number to call and join?
888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S.
All right, Larry.
Probably
Pratt.
No liberal will use that number.
Exactly. But let me ask you this: we've got to identify them as liberals. Can we start calling them authoritarian liberals or tyrant pushing liberals? Because Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I know that's the name of him, but aren't these progressives really they're for the progression of tyranny?
Well, and let's say it: the president's mask is off, and now we're looking at a communist. So that's not a bit of rocket science, nor is it a newsflash. I think many of us have now doped it out that the guy's whole education was by communists. So what do you expect?
That's right. America has been infiltrated by the most radical extreme scum. All right, Larry Pratt, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you.
Final segment coming up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is the final segment of this Tuesday worldwide transmission. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm top. If you think I'll sit around. All a bunch of globalists take over and turn me into a slave and you into a slave. You got another thing coming. The fortune I'm looking for is liberty. Freedom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get into some of the other news here. Look at this headline out of Politico. Judge won't allow Holder appeal now in contempt case for Fast and Furious, and other issues as well are now coming to the fore. So we've got articles like that one right there breaking that down. And then here's another interesting headline. Census faked. New York Post reports 2012 election jobs report. Really? They're saying that there's fake data on jobs and fake data on inflation? No. Well, corporations go out and get real data for their decision making. We know what the real unemployment is. We know what the real inflation is. And it's basically double what they're saying in every case. And this is the type of deception that we're seeing. Look at this article out of The Guardian. This is what I told you about in 1997 when I first learned about it, when insiders told me what to look at in the Telecommunications Act. They built a whole separate internet, a whole separate telecom that you have to pay for in, quote, security fees that are on your bills for these companies to actually be paid, not just the cost of the equipment, but the cost of administering it. So it's one of the biggest profit centers, basically, in some cases, doubling the price of telecommunications. Just like it increases the cost of an iPhone or Droid, all the spy tech in it. It's mandated in there. Private firms selling mass surveillance systems around the world, documents show. One Dubai-based firm offers DIY systems similar to the GCHQ's Temporia program, which taps fiber optic cables. And that GCHQ's their NSA in England. So this is what they've got, whole rooms and floors at every telecom with government and corporate contracts to pay for the spying. And the word is, they even have patented Google patents on this with the cameras, the microphones, but it goes both ways. The NSA is then giving Google, and then Google gives them data, what you're talking about on the phone in what they call metadata. But metadata means your profile, talking about dog food, talking about, you know, the stand-up desk, talking about whatever. And now everybody I know is starting to see this. They go, I never searched this online. CJ was telling me about this. I've never looked this up. I talk about it on the phone a bunch. A day later, it's on my phone and on my computer ads. Well, guess what? There's a patent for that. And people better just understand that's going on. They're doing it. They're doing it. They know everything about you. If the cat walks across the keyboard, you know, and visits a gambling site or whatever, or visits a Hare Krishna site, you're now in the database as a Hare Krishna. Or look, I mean, nothing against being a Hare Krishna. The point is just thinking of random things, you know. This is the type of stuff that's going on. I'm almost out of time. If you believe in this type of transmission, please support us by getting the high-quality products like ProPure, 20% off, and InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great nascent iodine with all of its amazing benefits at InfoWarsLife.com. And just spreading the word about the broadcast helps as much as well. Brittany Murphy and husband poisoned to death by government spooks, father claims. They do that a lot. They kill a lot of major movie stars. A lot of other news. I'm going to do overdrive. I can't help it. Infowars.com/show. I got new breaking news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.